This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1415. Got 5 minutes? Get a head start and a mental shift. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Do you have trouble getting started with a task? Do you procrastinate? Today, we summarize an article about why taking just 5 minutes to get started could create a massive shift in your mindset. Listen in today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm excited to be on the mic. So yes, I just came back from my vacation in the Pacific Northwest.
Awesome. I am very excited to hear more about it.
Oh my gosh, I needed a vacation so bad because we were so busy with our business English course. Finally, we launched it and, you know, you just got to relax sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. So. I agree. So, I mean, it's funny because you just finished something large. We all just finished something large. So this is kind of an outdated question, but in general, I mean, are you a procrastinator?
I would like to think I'm not, but it's there is a hint of me that struggles with perfectionism, and I think that perfectionism and procrastination are linked. And so, like with this business course, I didn't want to make some of the videos until the very end because I wanted to see the whole course together as a whole. And so there was a little procrastination there, I will admit. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about a trick today, which I absolutely love. But first, we have talked about procrastination on our show. Okay. We did episode 959, which was What's Your Productivity Style? How to Talk About It in English. So guys, definitely listen to that one. It's interesting because originally I was going to do this episode on something else with procrastination, Lindsay, as we were talking about, but I stumbled upon something that is super interesting. So I actually changed directions and I learned something new. So I'm excited to share this with our listeners today.
Yeah, this is so important. So I think our listeners are definitely going to be able to identify with this topic.
Definitely. So we're going to talk about an easy way to get yourself started on something you're avoiding getting started, right? So, and this is really makes us think, it makes me think about our business course. What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, we know scientifically, I mean, even before we look at this person's article, we do know that there is an aspect mentally when we get a little bit of progress in, we feel like there's a mental shift. Is that kind of what we're getting at today a little bit?
Yeah. Just getting that started.
So, getting something started. Yes. I totally agree with that. That's awesome.
Definitely. So guys, I am just so excited about this business course. Yeah. And this is a trick that you might want to use in the business world as well.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/business to get in that course, right? It's been out for a couple of weeks. You definitely want to get in there. Go and check it out. We have interviews with native speakers. The entire course is based on a survey of 100 native speaking professionals. So you're getting that real vocab, right? Most business courses online will go and find lists that they, you know, ESL lists. Instead, we give you the real vocab from real native professionals. So go and get in.
Absolutely. Okay. So as I was saying, I found this new idea. So I found it on Inc.com. And mm-hmm. it's the idea of doing, getting started in 5 minutes. So the article is called, Are You a Procrastinator? This simple 5 minute trick will completely change your life. And it's by, Justin Bariso. And I believe he, so he also talks about a book, that he wrote. It's called EQ Applied, The Real World Challenge to Emotional Intelligence.
And actually, I'm, you know, we're recording this a few weeks in advance. So today I'm interviewing someone for the business course about emotional intelligence, guys.
Awesome.
So it's for that final module where you get those six skills to succeed in a new economy. All right. So cool. So cool.
Good.
So anyway, so, Michelle,
the article was from August 27th, 2018. So we will link to that so you can read more. But yeah, it talks about how we, it's natural to avoid things, right? That we need to do. Maybe we know we don't have time to complete the task, whatever it is, for whatever reason that we're avoiding it.
Yes.
Justin talks about this 5 minute rule. So this rule actually comes from cognitive behavioral therapy. And Justin calls it the trailer. Okay. That's what his term is for it. So the trailer, Lindsay, you want to hear about it?
Yeah. I mean, I use this for sure, but tell me about it. Tell me about
it. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm excited to hear your thoughts. So it's basically that you commit to just starting a task, right? Saying you'll do 5 minutes. And from there, you can stop and feel productive because you completed the 5 minutes. Or you may actually find yourself at that point, like you get the ball rolling, you have the desire to continue and get more done. And that's good as well. So Lindsay, what do you think about that? You use this?
Yeah, I totally use this. He is really onto something because this is a mental shift. The way I use this is that, you know, things can feel overwhelming, right? I mean, even, you know, within any of our courses that we build or anything that we create, what I'll do is I'll make an outline for the task. That is my trailer, because once I have an outline of what I have to do, it's kind of like I have my tasks right there. And from there, I'll prioritize things and then I'll dig in and get started. And I feel good about the task. There's something about procrastination that's also like fear-based, I think, that we just aren't sure what to do. It's overwhelming. Like, we don't know where to start. But once we sit down and do the trailer work, meaning creating an outline or prioritizing tasks, then we're into it. We've developed that motivation, that momentum. Sometimes we just, as Justin said, we want to keep going at that point. Yeah, I totally use this. Yeah.
I use it as well, definitely. Like if there's something that is bothering me I haven't done, I'll say, okay, maybe not 5 minutes, but I usually do like a little bit longer, or I'll say, oh, just want to get this part of it done and then I'll feel good. And then, yeah, usually I'm just kind of into it and I get into this zone and I can't stop and then I'm done. The article, it talks about how, you know, I mean, yeah, like I said, it comes from cognitive behavioral therapy. And so he talks about how you, if you know it's only 5 minutes, you might actually even be more productive in that 5 minutes than usual. Like if you're starting something and you're like, I'm going to get this started. All right. I'm sitting here and I'm doing like the first 5 minutes, you might just spend like sitting there or like looking around social media. Right. So if you say this is 5 minutes, then at least you're getting stuff done in that 5 minutes because it's timed.
Yeah, I mean, the blank canvas is really hard. It's something that, you know, as humans, we all struggle with. The blank canvas or the blank Word document, whatever it is really intimidating. I mean, artists would tell you this, right? Artists or writers. I feel like we could interview a writer for this. But if I were writing a book, I would start by writing a rough outline, and that would be my trailer as well, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I do wonder, though, if this has to do with the way we think. Like, I consider myself kind of a global thinker, so I want to see the entire map of the whole project before I start to write details. Do you feel that way too? Are you kind of more of a global thinker or more of a analytical, detail-oriented thinker?
Do you mean like, put it in another way? Sorry, I'm trying to think of what a thinker
is. Well, if you're going to write a book, like, would you want to see the entire book first? Oh, or would you want to start with just get progress on chapter one and then build out from there? I mean, what's your
way? I think I would want to see the whole thing first, at least to get an idea of how things will connect.
Yeah. So I wonder if that's a more universal thing, or I wonder if this depends on how we think, like if we're a global thinker or an analytical thinker. I don't know.
Right. That is interesting. Yeah. And I think that this technique can be like a little bit less intimidating. And that's what the article says. It's like, you know, okay, I can, even if I just do 5 minutes, right? You know, it's okay, you know? So, you weren't going to do anything if you were too worried about starting, right? So like, if you just said like, oh, I don't want to start this yet, right? Then it's just less intimidating to like break off a little bit of a piece and say, okay, it's just 5 minutes.
I mean, and it's also been proven, the concept that if we have a lot of time to do something, we don't necessarily, we're not very productive. Like, we're not very efficient. Yeah. When you have less time.
I so believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another good principle that's being kind of forced into this idea of the 5-minute rule. So good.
Right.
Our new Business English course is live, and dozens of students are already building the skills that they need to thrive in the workplace in English. So get started with your study plan at allearsenglish.com/business.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like to break things up a little bit. I mean, like, or like, let's say with teaching, if I have a bunch of tests to grade, or I'll say sometimes like, oh, I'll just do one. Then I do one, and then I'm like, okay, I'm like, gonna keep going. So I actually rarely stop after the time I set for myself. I usually just keep going.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. So good. Good insight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I think, you know, not just for business. I mean, I think just like anything that you don't want to do, like exercising, even if you like, you know, that first 10 minutes or so of exercise can feel so hard. But yeah, I mean, I think this works with that. I think it works with studying, projects, anything like that. I really believe in this.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, I've fallen off the wagon a little bit in terms of my workouts this year because gyms have been closed. I used to do Orange Theory, but that, of course, was closed. It's been hard. Like, I need to get back into it with the workouts, but it is hard. Working out is a good example, but once you get your heart rate up, you're in it, and it is easier to continue, to keep going. Yeah. It's easier to keep going, for sure. Yeah. So what are some key words, Michelle, today for our listeners?
Okay, so the first one is get a head start. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Just it's basically what we said, get a head start. So get a head start and do, get ahead, like move forward, get some progress, and then evaluate after 5 minutes.
Right. So you might say like, get a head start and do 5 minutes of work.
Yeah, exactly. Or conquer. So this is a good word that has been used in history in a lot of different ways, right? Mm-hmm. But now we're using it kind of metaphorically, right? Just conquer the first 5 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning just attack those 5 minutes, make the best use of that time, and then decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. So Lindsay, what's our takeaway for today?
So guys, this is a great, you know, take this to heart, Justin Bariso's idea here. We have summarized this article today. We've added our 2 cents, told you how we use this principle and combined it with a couple of other principles too. So give this a try. Just if something feels intimidating, that blank canvas, like we said, it is intimidating. Just try to take 5 minutes, maybe try outlining your tasks, like give yourself more of a task list at first so that you know what you have to do. That empowers me personally, you know?
Yeah. Me too. Well, like I think I've talked about it on the show, like every Friday and often during the week, just to update it, I'll like make a list of everything that I have to do. And even just doing that makes me feel better. So, and it is productive. I mean, it's just this, how are you spending that 5 minutes? Like you can so spend 5 minutes just worrying about what you know you have to do, or you can spend 5 minutes looking on social media right when you start your task and thinking, da, 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 I don't want to do this. Or you can spend 5 minutes intensely working. And even if that's all you do and you stop after that, then that's 5 minutes off of what you have to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is
really 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's really interesting though that our culture is so task based, right? American culture is so we're all about our lists, our task lists, our accountability lists, that kind of thing. Other cultures are probably more relationship based or focused on other things. So I do wonder how cultural this is too. At the same time, so I would our listeners to chime in on that. You know what I mean, Michelle?
Yeah, what do you think? Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Let us know. I mean, does this sound something that would work for you? Would it work in your culture? Like what is kind of productivity look like in your culture or in your personal life?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So guys, come over. This is episode 1415. Come over to our website. Okay. Type that number in and then leave a comment on the blog. Let us know. Have you tried this principle? Would it work in your culture? And how is productivity considered in your culture? We'd love to know that. So cool.
Okay, Lindsay, this was awesome. And yeah, guys, we'll link that article on the blog.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.